Hi there. The word for you today is, you're a priest at work. In Isaiah 28, verse 26, we read, God instructs him and teaches him the right way. Here's an interesting thought. Lottery winners often make the same comment. They say, winning all that money isn't going to change my life. But it seldom works out that way. 6 months later, they've quit their job and bought a new house. And one states, lottery winners, in a survey, this is what they found. Two things. One, the majority were more unhappy after they won than before. And why is that? Well, unfulfilled demands and unmet expectations on the part of family and friends actually led to disappointment and resentment. And second, none of them would give the money up. And why is that? Well, when you've had more money, you tend to be miserable with less. But having more money doesn't give you more self-worth. It's notable that the song, Take This Job and Shove It, was recorded by a man called Johnny Paycheck. Seriously, Isaiah writes, and I quote, when a farmer plows for planting, does he plow continually? Does he not plant wheat in its place? God instructs him and teaches him the right way. All this comes from the Lord. That verse simply means that whether you're a farmer or a fireman, God gave you your job. And it's your calling. It was designed to do more than simply provide financial security. It was designed to give you dignity and worth, and to help you fulfill God's purposes in the earth. One well-known theologian puts it this way, all human work, however complicated or simple, is made possible by the operation of the Spirit of God in the working person, and all work whose nature and results reflect the value of the new creation is accomplished under the instruction and inspiration of the Spirit of God. So Paul bottom lines it, whatever you do, work with all your heart for the Lord.